Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Will residents warm to the possibility of a new ice arena in Northfield? The question could go to the voters of Northfield and Dundas this year. Advisory board members spoke to the Dundas Council this week regarding a half-cent sales tax to fund it. A resolution to send it to voters will go before Northfield Council on May 1st and Dundas on May 14th. Mayor Pownell was in studio yesterday and commented,
"And really it's about a community arena, not an ice arena, because there really are a lot of multiple users that utilize the arena or could use it in a much more strategic way to bring in increased tourism, sports tourism."
An outside consultant assessed the current arena, which has multiple issues, not the least of which is the overall condition of the building. Arena Advisory Board member Chris Kennelly, who owns Northfield Construction, remarked on reconditioning it.
"I mean, it's feasible. I look at it kind of from the business standpoint of it, and I kind of think it's putting good money after bad to put any money into that arena with all the issues that make it substandard, and the fact that an expansion or doing anything to it does not get you a second sheet, does not alleviate the parking problem, and doesn't really solve the overall issue of the age of the building and condition really makes it not a good business choice to proceed with."
After looking at several options, the advisory board recommends a new two-sheet ice arena on land that was donated to the Hockey Association. A one-sheet will cost around $16 million, but total project with two sheets would be $21 million. One of the arguments in favor of two sheets is the dollars that tournaments would bring in. Kennelly says they could host about 8 tournaments a year, with between 12 and 16 teams for each tournament.
"So in the study, they looked at a potential economic benefit to the city and the community of $1.3 to $1.8 million from hosting those tournaments in the second sheet. So that's quite a big economic driver."
70% of a half-cent sales tax would go toward the arena. 30% would be set aside for other park and recreation projects. There would also be a property tax referendum for Northfield residents only. A decision to put it to the voters must be made by August for a November vote. Kennelly said other funding, in particular for the second sheet, would come from grants and private donations. It's finally warming up for golf courses, and the Northfield Golf Club has exciting news. General Manager Dan Doles announced today that they've taken over the Twin Oaks driving range. The golf club has been open since 1926. This will be the first time the local course has its own driving range.
Mike and Kay Peterson and ourselves have worked on an agreement for a long-term lease for us to take over the driving range and incorporate it with the golf club and also with the community.
They'll be able to share memberships between the range and the course. Doles was also really excited about the new coordination they'll have with teaching options to the colleges and the school district golf teams. Doles said the Petersons did a great job for 26 years. He added,
"That farm is a historic farm. So we weren't able to purchase the land. They were excited to bring us in, and they're able to keep the land, and we can lease it from them for long term."
The Northfield Golf Club will open for business this Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And District 20B Representative David Bly's seat is up for election this November. He will not be running again. Northfield Pastor Todd Lippert has announced his candidacy for the seat. Filing is May 22nd through June 5th. District 24B Representative Brian Daniel's seat is also up for election. For filing information, go to the Rice County website. I have a link from KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.